I tried a bunch of keys to unlock our front door, but Mom had the only one that actually opened it.
Only one key will work for the house, just like only one key will work for heaven. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. You probably have some keys, right? Like the keys to the lock on your bike, or maybe a house key so you can get in after school. Now, you can't use just any key to get into the house or your bike. Each lock has its own key. And that's how it is with heaven, too. People think they can follow any religion to get in, but there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. He said it himself in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our story today is called Only One Key. Elliot, you can open the door to the house while I get the groceries from the trunk, said Mom. She pulled the keys from the ignition and held on to one as she handed them to him. But Elliot grabbed the ring and scrambled out of the car in a flash. He ran to the door and eagerly shoved in a key. The lock wouldn't turn. He fumbled with the jangling keys and selected another one. It wouldn't even go in. Frustrated, he tried one more and then yelled, Mom, which one? Mom gently took the key ring from him. It's the one I was holding, she said. I tried to tell you, but you bolted out of the car before I could finish. She held out a short silver key. Sheepishly, Elliot slid the key in and unlocked the door. He returned the key ring with a grin. I guess there's only one key that will work. Mom smiled as she loaded his arms with groceries. Yes, and that's true for more than one thing. Only one key for the house, one for the car, and even only one for heaven. And you know what? Many people, even adults, don't know what key is needed to get into heaven. What do you mean? Asked Elliot as he followed his mother into the bright kitchen. Mom set the groceries on the table and began putting them away as she explained. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so we could be saved and have eternal life. But instead of receiving that key to salvation, people often try their own imitations. She turned to Elliot and dangled the key ring in front of him. Remember how you felt when you tried to use the wrong keys? Yeah, locked out, said Elliot. If the key we use to get to heaven isn't the right one, we'll be locked out of there too, said Mom. We may go to church and try to be good and do what looks to us like the right thing, but doing those things won't open the door to salvation and eternal life. Jesus is the only key, the only way to heaven. No other key will work. Well, how about you? What key are you hoping to use to get into heaven? Do you think going to church or being good will open heaven's door for you? Those are good things to do, but they won't save you. You can only get into heaven through Jesus. Trust him as your Savior today and know for sure that you have the right key. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first and then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
I, Jesus, am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
And our key thought for today, Jesus is the key to heaven. I love my Keys for Kids Storyteller because it's small, convenient, and has a full audio Bible, plus more than 30 hours of Keys for Kids. It doesn't use batteries because it's solar-powered by the sun. You can get one by going to keysforkids.org/storyteller. Plus, if you buy a storyteller, we'll send one to a kid across the world who can't afford one. Get yours today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.